It's the ricochet effect, ricochet effect. It's the ricochet effect, ricochet effect.
I'm Dr. Abini El-Amin, and I'm with
Terry Dunford,
and we are your co-hosts for The Ricochet Effect. Greetings, everyone. I am Dr. Abini El-Amin, and I am with The Ricochet Effect, and I am in studio with a major change maker in this community. I'm in studio with Mr. Terry Dunford. He is a dedicated leader, and he is truly a change maker who profoundly impacts his community and beyond. As the founder of the Voyage Movement, a remarkable nonprofit organization empowering youth and the community, Terry has shown unwavering commitment to fostering the potential of young minds and helping them to find their path to success. Welcome, Terry.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
It is truly my pleasure. I want to know all about you in this interview. So can you share the journey that led you to establish Voyage Movement?
The journey is one of pain and struggle. You know, I was born to a single mom, you know, 15 years old, and had to grow up fast. So I grew up in the streets. And I found myself in federal prison back in 2010. And at that time, I was looking around at my environment, and I'm like, okay, you created this reality, but you're better than this reality. What are you going to do to change it? So I started my path to change. And in doing that, I wanted to kind of reintroduce myself to my community once I got free. And I did that through the Voyage Movement. The Voyage Movement stands for Voices of Youth Administering Global Education. So I wanted to really pour back into the youth in my community.
Well, wonderful. And certainly you have done so. Now, also, as your claim to fame, you serve on many advisory boards here in the region and also as an advisory board member of Project Ricochet. What does that mean to you, and what impact in your mind have you brought to the organization and to our collective movement?
I mean, if nothing else, you know, unity. Our people have had a bad history of not being able to unify or letting differences separate us. So I'm very intentional about unifying with like-minded individuals, especially organizations that have some similar mission statement or goal that we have of uplifting and empowering our people. So that is one of the main reasons why I joined Project Ricochet and wanted to be a part of the advisory board.
Yes, and your participation has been wonderful. It has been such an inspiration to have the level of support that we have with you and Voyage Movement, and I truly cannot thank you enough. And so what inspired you to dedicate your efforts to community empowerment? And so much of what I see is that, I mean, like, everyone can call on you, and you're always there. And in fact, one of the things that I love about our partnership is that I can call up on you for information regarding the community as we continue to progress further. And I really love that about you, that you're like just like an information data center that I can always go to and draw from that well. So again, what has inspired you to dedicate so much of your time and your efforts to community empowerment?
I think a lot of it, like I said, it leads to just my past, but in doing so, I realized that, like, you know, I took so much back from my community in the short time that I had been on the planet. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to just giving back, pouring back into my community. So I moved with a sense of purpose, but I also moved with a sense of intentionally feeling like I owe my people a better version of who I've been to them. So that's what drives me and motivates me.
That is wonderful. And so how has your experience with Voyage Movement shaped your perspective on addressing behavioral health issues and substance misuse in BIPOC communities? And for all of you guys that are new to that term, BIPOC stands for Black Indigenous People of Color. So again, how has your experience with Voyage Movement shaped your perspective on addressing behavioral health issues and substance misuse in BIPOC communities?
I think for me, it's exposed me to courtrooms and settings and places that I wouldn't normally be able to see the effects of, you know, behavior issues and how they deal with us, right? And then also just the labeling of, you know, ADHD and a lot of different things. Us mentoring these BIPOC youth, we try to take those labels away and, you know, try not to have them identify themselves as things that they've clinically diagnosed them with. We say you're bigger and better than that. Like, you may have a problem, but you're not the problem. So just creating this organization and just being dedicated and disciplined to the movement and the work has given me access and, like I said, exposure to a lot of the disparities that come with, you know, those issues.
Absolutely. And that is fantastic work to really give people value. I just can't say enough about that. You know, I really do want to learn more about Voyage Movement and the projects that you have underway. And so talk to us about some of your major and programs that you have with Voyage Movement. And maybe some people, they don't know that you actually have a brick and mortar structure in Bourbon County. And mm-hmm. for Project Ricochet, the alliance that we have has allowed us to expand even in Bourbon County and to have a presence there. So we appreciate that as well. So talk to us about some of the programs that Voyage Movement executes.
When we first started in 2016, we started with a free summer camp at our local park. So that's still in place to this day. Kids, as long as you potty train up until about 18, you can come out to the park, provide a meal every day, and then some activities, whether it's entrepreneurship training, you know, just a plethora of things in that space. We also have a partnership with Paris High School's FFA, where we bought a daylily farm and we transplanted that at the same park that we have our summer camp. So we teach more entrepreneurship, gardening, life skills through that partnership. Like you just spoke of, we have our multi-purpose center, 30 to 50 kids. They come every day. They get free drinks and free snacks, access to Wi-Fi. We have a library in there. We have a community garden across the street that we encourage them to be a part of as well. We have a clothing closet and a food pantry inside that space too. It's only about 400 or 500 square feet, but I call it the biggest, smallest community center in the world, right? Because of just all the resources that are available in that space. We open 24 hours a day because we strategically have people in place in the community who have a key. So if you need access to anything in there at any time, someone will be there within 5 minutes. Or 10 to help you, you know, access the facility. We do reentry work with the course with youth and young adults, alternative sentencing programming with curriculum based. We just opened up a sober living home in Lexington now. So we're in that substance abuse space as well. Whew, it's a lot I'm sitting here thinking about. But we actually global. We service a small village in Africa called Tehe Kwame. That's in Ghana, right outside of Accra, about 80 miles outside of Accra in the bush. It's called Tehe Kwame. We built a playground for those kids. It's about 100 youth that live in that village. And we also partnered with some people to provide fresh water for that village. I'll digress there because that's more, but you know, that's, you kind of get it. We kind of, you know, yeah, you we guys, doing what we doing.
You do a lot. and in that vein, I mean, it takes a lot of community partners, and it sounds like not just domestically, but also globally. But so who are some of you, the main partners that you work with here in Central Kentucky?
As far as organizations, one of our main partners is an organization called Hearts. It's ran by one of my good brothers, Doyle Lee. He's an intricate part of a lot of what we do. course, Project Ricochet, they've been a fantastic partner. Love everything that they stand for and that they do. One Lexington is another partner. I work very closely with them on a lot of different programs. I would say Berkeley's, I never can remember the name of that organization. I think it's, I can't remember the name of that one.
But Berkeley?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do some fantastic work, right?
So we try to swag. It's a lot of different organizations. Tanya Walker has something called Circle of Life, where she deals with teen youth. So we partner with several different organizations in the community.
Yeah, well, Project Ricochet is happy to be part of that network because just with the organizations that you've mentioned, we're easily serving at least 300,000 citizens here in Central Kentucky. And so that is incredibly impactful. Well, so in terms of your role as an advisory board member for Project Ricochet, what unique insights or strategies have you brought to the table, especially when addressing the needs of underrepresented communities?
I think for me, and it may be a few other people on the board as well, but, you know, I'm grassroots. I'm, like, in the community every day, and I get to give you that ground-level perspective, right? Like, this is what the people are saying. The pulse of the people is kind of what I bring to the board because I'm out there every day with the people speaking and understanding the needs. We serve thousands of pounds of produce every other week, so we get to see and meet and touch the people on a continuum. So I think I bring that unique perspective to the board.
Absolutely. And wow, what an impactful board member that you have been. And so to that end, what are some impactful initiatives or projects that you've collaborated with Project Ricochet on? And can you share specific examples?
I think one of the favorite ones was the barbershop initiative. It was profound because of the way that we executed and involved the barbershops and to make it health driven. I think that that will have a lasting impact on our community. The barbershop is a place where all types of conversations are being had. So to be able to interject health and bring access to free health care and all the things that came with that initiative, I think it was none short than amazing. So I was very happy to be a part of that. Just to be able to see it, just to be there, have the news out, and then actually having these businesses get exposure, free promo and press, but then be representing something bigger than a cut. What was it? Keep your health as tight as your cut.
Mm-hmm.
So just to be able to put those type of, sayings out there in the public or mindsets, I thought it was great.
Well, we are not finished yet. I know that you have created a strong barbershop initiative presence in Bourbon County, and, you know, it really is a matter of time and resources, but we will be circling around to the work that has been built in Bourbon County. So stay tuned for more work with the African American Barbershop and now the Beauty Salon Initiative.
Absolutely.
And so now we've also incorporated women into the fold. And one of the reasons for that is truly, obviously, to reduce all social determinants of health or the social drivers of health, but also for us to begin these conversations, these really deep conversations on maternal health. Of course, we want to reduce infant mortality. We want to make sure that women understand that having their breast examined and their pap, and we want to reduce having them to get their pap exams. We want to reduce cancer in all forms, but certainly when it comes to maternal health, we definitely want to take care of women because they truly are the foundation of child rearing and our communities. And so we want to keep women strong, and we want to keep the whole family strong. And if we keep the women strong, then we know that everything is going to fall in alignment with that. So It's really been wonderful to work with Rashida over at Rashida's mm-hmm. Beauty Salon and those folks over at Cultural Cuts Barbershop, in which we now have a health clinic yes. inside of, nice. As well as Carolyn Crown and Glory, Carolyn's mm-hmm. Crown and Glory overall from 3rd Street at the Mets, and then also Monica in Nicholasville in Jessamine County. So we have really spread this initiative around, and so there's so much more work for Project Ricochet to do. But this is not about Project Ricochet. We call ourselves just one cog in the wheel as the net of protection for everyone in our community. And so it really does take a village to raise a program.
I agree.
So then, to that end, when we think about community engagement and partnerships, how do you approach building trust and meaningful partnerships with community members and organizations to promote equity and health?
Well, for me, I think, well, what I do is I come in a spirit of serving. How can I help you? How can I serve you and your mission? And that's where it starts. When people see that you're not coming with an agenda, when you don't have any motives, they're more apt to listen and be receptive to what it is that you're trying to do. Because I'm trying to, well, you need some chairs moved. Will you, like, so it's a servant mentality, right? And I think that's important, especially when trying to build community partners.
Well, you know, and I want to talk to you about the community garden because, you know, people throw this term around and they do so lovingly. But you execute this concept of not just the physical community garden, but now you have a region-wide feeding program. Mm. So talk to us a little bit more about how that evolved and the work that you're doing and the communities that you're serving.
So when we opened up our Sober Living, we wanted to do something different because those businesses are frowned upon because a lot of them are in our underserved communities, right? So they feel like people are just coming in and they're, you know, taking advantage of the area. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to, through our partnership with Guy's Pantry and Black Soil, was to give the guys in the house a sense of purpose and reintroduce them to the community by serving. So we started to pick up thousands of pounds of produce and we started to pass them out biweekly. Then a sister from Bethsaida Baptist Church said, I love what you guys are doing. I would love to offer this service at my church. So they come every Thursday and they get food to pass out in the Taste Creek area. So now everybody don't have to come to our Sober Living. Same thing happened in Georgetown with a group of young ladies. And they're like 79 and 90, and they were driving up here to get produce. I was amazed by their dedication to service. So that allowed us to be able to offer fresh produce in Georgetown. And of course, we're already located in Paris. So at my center, we were doing that the next day anyway. So it allowed us to affect the greater Lexington area by other people being willing to serve. And through God's Pantry's partnership in Black Soil, we were able to get that free produce. As it relates to the community garden, that was just somewhere we see in vacant lots and we're repurposing them, putting seeds in the ground and then, you know, letting something grow. And then we pass that out to the elderly in our community.
That is fantastic. So, of course, we have to talk about the arts. And so in your work with both Voyage Movement and Project Ricochet, what role do you see creativity and the arts playing in fostering an engagement and addressing social challenges?
I mean, arts and that expression is key. On Fridays in our Sober Living treatment, they do art therapy, right? So art therapy is becoming something big and being utilized in our communities and just all communities, right? From a therapeutic standpoint. So imagine how that's going to translate when we start using it for mental health, you know, and different things like that. And that's just some, you know, from that standpoint. But I think that art and that artistic expression, and then the way that Project Ricochet has reached out to artists and giving them a platform to be able to show their work, and the art hops and just all those different things, I think it's ingenious to be able to tie those things into the culture because they're a big part of the culture, especially the way you can express yourself in any way. So I love the fact that Project Ricochet incorporates that and has dedicated programming to that and for youth as well. So,
yeah, it has actually been the soul. The Urban Art Collective has been the soul of Project Ricochet since we started the program. And once again, thank you for the partnership with Voyage Movement. We now have the Ether Art Gallery, those DeMarc, the experience of the African-American Barbershop Initiative in 2023-24. The artist is Bryce O'Quay. And so now we have that gallery, which we call The Remix, and that's in Voyage Movement. But also you have lots of artwork from regional artists as well as national artists that really focus on confidence and love and appreciation for the African-American experience. And so, again, we thank you for your collaboration on that project. So, you know, they always say that for every problem, there is a solution. And one of the things that I love, 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 love about working with you is that you don't see problems. I mean, you tackle things head on. And in my Titan spirit, I absolutely love that about you. And so what are some of the key challenges you've encountered while working to prevent substance misuse in BIPOC communities? And how have you and your partners, your community-based partners, how have you tackled these challenges?
I think one of the biggest challenges just starting off was acceptance. Like, okay, acceptance of.
As I stated, the arts are truly the passion of Project Ricochet through the Urban Art Collective. And you are an artist yourself. I know that you have a program through edutainment. And so do you have any art that you like to share with us today?
I mean, I'm on the management side these days. I don't really do the arts, but I'm always up for the challenge. This is called, like, No Peace in the Streets. It's kind of, you know, dark, but I'd like to hear it. Here you go. 12 pull up. You don't hear a peep. Our babies killing our babies on the daily. It's crazy in these streets. Another mother weeps. Blood stains the concrete. Back-to-back funerals every week. Make it hard to sleep. Before his casket closed, they track down his foes. Knock him off his feet. Cycle repeats. Who said revenge is sweet? Riding around broad day with the K. Feel like the army brigade. Hoping death don't look my way. I broke bread with the dealers. Ate lunch with the killers. Looked in the mirror and realized that was me. Go figure. A gorilla. There was no one realer. If you snitch, they'll kill you. What's wrong with that picture? The trigger gas no heart. We don't toss them down. We break them down. Recycle the parts. Put the guns down, who really got heart? Locked in the box, I heard grown men crying the dart. Now everybody yelling gang, gang. As soon as the feds came, then them same lames that name names. You can't play both sides. That's like committing suicide. It's time for me and you to ride. Listen, I ain't tripping. Just a victim of unrighteous living. Them make better decisions. Lord, forgive them. Open the doors to the prison. Bless the poor. And the children, we at war with the system. It's time to clean our mess up, clean our streets up, clean ourselves up. Ain't no justice, it's just us. Where my real soldiers at? It's time to step up. That's all I got.
Hey, that's a lot. Two snaps up. Yes, yes. Yeah, and that's exactly what we are all about here at both Project Ricochet and Voyage Movement, is ensuring that the community is empowered and that we understand that it's truly about us, for us, and we just have to keep on moving progressively strong. And so I truly thank you for taking the time to be with the Ricochet Effect today.
Okay.
And is there anything else that you'd like to leave with us or like to share with us before we close out today?
Just thank you for having me. If you want more information about the Voyage Movement, go to voyagemovement.com. Voyage Movement on Instagram and Facebook. And like we always say, if everybody does a little, no one has to do a lot. So get involved.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Terry Dunford of Voyage Movement. And I'd like to leave you with an African proverb. No matter how long the night, the day is sure to come. I'm Dr. Abeni Elamine with The Ricochet Effect. Take care.
Yeah. It's The Ricochet Effect. Ricochet.